Interesting edit point.
We'll be right back with the rest of the interview with Jim Cramer. Welcome back. And now, the thrilling conclusion of the Jim Cramer interview. What is the responsibility of the people who cover Wall Street? Who are you responsible to? The people in the 401ks and the pensions, and the general public, or the Wall Street traders? And by the way, this casts aspersion on all of Wall Street when that's unfair as well. The majority of those guys are working their asses off. They're really bright guys. I know a lot of them. They're just trying to do the right thing, and they're getting f***ed in this too.
True. True. I think that as a network, we produce a lot of interviews where I think that there have been people who have not told the truth. Should we have been constantly pointing out the mistakes that were made? Absolutely. I surely wish we had done more. I think that we've been very tough on the previous Treasury Secretary, very tough on the previous administration, how they didn't get it, very tough on Ben Bernanke. But at the same time,
he's the guy, Paulson's the guy who wrote the rule that allowed people to over-leverage.
Well, I trash him every night. I've called him a liar on TV. What am I going to do? Should we all call him liars? I'm a commentator. We have, and you could take issue with the fact that I throw bulls and bears and I can still be considered serious. I'm not Eric Severat. I'm not Edward R. Murrow. I'm a guy trying to do an entertainment show about business for people to watch. But it's difficult to have a reporter say, I just came from an interview with Hank Paulson, and he lied his darn fool head off. It's difficult. I think it challenges the boundaries.
Yeah, I mean, I'm under the assumption, and maybe this is purely ridiculous, but I'm under the assumption that you don't just take their word at face value, that you actually then go around and try and figure it out. So, you now have become the face of this, and that is incredibly unfortunate.
I wish I had done a better job trying to figure out the 30-1 and whether it was going to blow up. It did. Once it did, I was late in saying that it was bad.
Maybe we could remove the financial expert and the Cramer we trust and start getting back to fundamentals on the reporting as well, and I can go back to making fart noises and funny faces.
I think we make that deal right here.
Matt Money has on CNBC Weeknights at 6. Jim Cramer.